Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how there's sometimes when people like certain celebrities so much that they can't handle any type of criticism of that celebrity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what that, you know, how innocent the criticism is, they just can't take it. My wife is that way about Lainey Wilson, the country singer. Mm-hmm. She loves her, everything about her, all the way down to the fact that she's from Louisiana like we are. Mm-hmm. So it's so much, she's so much on guard with people, and nobody ever says anything negative about Lainey Wilson. Everybody looks kind of like Dolly Parton. Nobody says anything negative about Dolly Parton. You never hear anybody railing on Lainey Wilson. But if somebody goes to say something, like, I'm not a huge fan of today's country music that much, but if I say, you know, Lainey Wilson, she, like, just yeah. on the edge of the seat, like, I wish you would say something.
Yeah. What you gonna say?
Yeah. But she's in the, Lainey Wilson is, you know, all over the celebrity gossips and all now because she got engaged. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like a rapper, she was out showing how big her ring is, yeah. you know, how big her diamond is in her engagement ring. But her fiance's name is Duck.
I was going to say, is his it Truck? Is Duck.
Duck. That's Duck. What
it is. Like actually
yeah.
spelled like.
Okay. Which, you know, got me to thinking, how many animals are good nicknames? Like, how often do you hear somebody with an animal nickname? Like, I went to school with a guy named Snake.
That's a good one.
You know,
and it is a nickname, not his.
Right, it wasn't his real name. Okay. Yeah,
because now
and if you're listening, you're going, well, of course, Lindsay. That's a dumb quote, but she's going from the history of my being from Louisiana, and there are people who have
yeah.
names like Tater on their birth certificate, things right. like that. So.
And the new trendy name is Bear,
yeah.
B-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know.
Bear.
Yeah. Bear's right, cool. After the Bear show, okay. the TV mm-hmm. show, yeah. So Bear That's is a good one. Coyote is a good one. You hear a guy's name Coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coyote Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm lying. No.
No.
Tiger.
Dog.
Dog, great one.
Mm-hmm. Dog's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Williams. Cat Daddy. Cat Thomas. Cat Stevens.
Gets, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that low life.
Yeah.
What other animal?
Dolph. Like dolphin?
Dolph.
Young Dolph.
Dolph.
If you got any of these, send us a DM if you've heard of animal nicknames or somebody that you know actually has the nickname that yeah. we haven't said yet. What else is
what about
it?
Beaver? Is that a good one?
Beaver. Yeah, my cousin's name was Beaver.
You had a cousin named Beaver?
Yeah, I've told you about Harold and Beaver growing up.
Harold and Beaver?
That's a show.
Yeah, yeah. They were the ones that would ride the hog. They'd say, y'all come on out and watch Harold and Beaver ride these hogs. It's crazy when they were little.
You had a cousin named Beaver that was riding yeah. hogs?
Yeah.
Oh, hog cow. Might be a good nickname, too.
Yeah, that's...
Hog.
Come on, hog.
Or hoss.
Wow.
I've told you a million times about cousin Beaver.
I've never heard of cousin Beaver.
He rode mm-hmm. pigs, like in competitions and stuff?
I'm no, just for, out, fun, like, just for fun.
Like,
just for fun.
Like riding around a pig?
There, just something to do. Yes. At least they was outside.
I mean, I guess.
You can't ride a pig on a cell phone with your face stuck in a video game.
That's true.
That poor pig.
Well, they were little kids.
Yeah, little kids.
Yeah, big pigs.
Big pigs.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so we were just talking about my cousins, Harold and Beaver, in Jonesboro, Louisiana, when I was growing up. They were my grandfather's sister's kids. But it reminded me, there's a story in the news from Louisiana today. And I know, Riggins, you love these types of things. Now, this isn't just from Louisiana. Usually when you see stories from Louisiana and talk about them, they're South Louisiana. Most people outside of Louisiana only know about the Cajun people.
And that's
not the part of the state from which I come. I come from the part of the state where the Duck Dynasty guys are from. They're not Cajuns. I'm from central Louisiana. They're from northwestern Louisiana, about, I don't know, probably an hour and a half or so from where I grew up. An hour and a half northeastern Louisiana. So right below my parish, which is Wynn Parish, is Grant Parish. It's the neighboring parish. And that's where this federal prison is. It's called, the little town's called Prospect. And two men, a 19-year-old and an 18-year-old, were caught attempting to smuggle $200,000 worth of contraband into the federal prison by using a cannon.
A cannon? A cannon?
They planned to shoot $112,000 worth of tobacco and about $90,000 worth of meth over a security fence and onto the prison grounds. Now, it's unclear if they were caught in the act or if officials caught wind of it ahead of time. We don't know what the cannon looked like, but it did have a range of over 300 feet. So it's possible that the scheme could have worked. They could have made it over the fence into the prison had they not been thwarted. These masterminds, 19-year-old and 18-year-old.
Wow.
Goodness. So they basically took like a t-shirt cannon from like an NBA game.
Yeah, one that you had fired.
Yeah.
You used to fire those, right?
I could have helped them out.
$100,000 worth of tobacco? That's a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah,
you'd be firing that cannon all day.
So it was Jose Francisco Herrera Munoz.
Oh, I know him.
And 19-year-old Angel Gonzalez Gutierrez. Mm. Now, they're from Colorado, so I don't know if they made the trip into Louisiana just for that or if they're originally from Colorado and they were visiting Louisiana and they thought, let's go help out some people in prison. And just, we're going to blindly fire it over the wall.
Let's go help.
$90,000 worth of meth flying through the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you know, someone who used to work at that prison is my brother-in-law, Chuck.
Yeah.
He works at a different federal penitentiary now, but he used to work at that one.
Well, he needs to get back there. Mm-hmm. They need Chuck's help.
They need Chuck.
They got meth flying through the air.
Heck yeah, he would have stopped that immediately. Yeah.
Chuck would have swatted that out of the air. Wham! Go home, watch Gilmore Girls.
He would have swatted it out of the air, and they would have liked him so much for doing it. They'd have made a gift for him or something. He's got all kinds of gifts that he said. Well, one of them inmates made me this guitar.
The guitar, I remember that.
Why?
Like, why? I don't know. I just talked to him. Sometimes I listen to him, and they like me. So he showed up one day, been at his crafts, you know, his wood shopping, made this guitar for me. It was nice, too.
Yeah, I bet.
That's hilarious.
I know. Chuck ended up smoking it, though, because I think it was laden with methamphetamine.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I'm kidding.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Delta is trending this morning. A Delta flight crashed while landing at the Toronto Pearson International Airport on Monday. I believe the flight was from Minnesota, I believe?
Yeah.
The plane was seen upside down on the snow-covered runway. At least 18 passengers were taken to the hospitals, airport officials said in an update on Monday evening. Said none of the injuries were considered to be life-threatening. Three people suffered critical injuries. One child, a guy in his 60s, and a woman in her 40s. 12 other people have mild injuries. But it's just not, you don't see that every day. A plane, a passenger plane, upside down on a runway.
Well, most people don't see it. I see it.
Have you?
Yeah. I go to special places where I see that.
All the time.
All the time. Every day.
So this is on the heels of, obviously, that terrible airplane crash over Washington, D.C., over the Reagan International Airport, where the Black Hawk helicopter crashed into it just a couple weeks ago, killing nearly 70 people. And then last week, there was that plane incident involving Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil's plane.
Yeah, it ran into a parked plane on the tarmac or something, didn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
And someone had mentioned it was Vince Vaughn's plane. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's rumor.
Vince Neil, the lead singer of Motley Crue.
No, I'm saying
somebody was saying that.
No, somebody said Vince Neil's ran into a parked Vince Vaughn, two Vinces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's what I had read. I don't know if that's
true. That's a weird coincidence.
But I went, what are the chances?
And who knew Vince Vaughn would have a
plane?
A plane.
Was that on Instagram or something? Mm-hmm. An account called The Onion, maybe?
I'm not sure. Oh, what is that?
It's a joke site.
Oh. Could have been, actually.
But it'll be interesting to see if all these, incidents have any effect on the airplane industry as a whole. Lindsay, I know you were already nervous to fly last week, but you had to go down to Miami.
Yeah, and I have to fly coming up again. I'm not a good flyer.
Yeah. You just kind of calm yourself down the natural way?
No.
Oh.
No, the unnatural way.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Like to pop them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she turns into an airport pillbilly.
Got them all, man.
Yeah.
So, in any case, today is also National Drink Wine Day. That might calm your nerves next time you have to get on a flight. Mm-hmm. National Drink Wine Day.
I can only drink one glass of wine at a time. I like a red wine, usually. I don't like white wine. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't like a buttery Chard like Lindsay's husband does.
Nobody does.
Yeah, but if I drink a glass of wine, it's usually just one, and then I have to go back to beer.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'll have something with dinner.
Mm-hmm. Sugary. Right.
Yeah, and get that
thick,
dry, yes, syrupy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like drinking. I can't drink more than a little bit of lemonade at a time.
Right. Yeah. Same thing.
True.
Yeah.
And then today is an important day. 24 years ago, Dale Earnhardt Sr. died in a crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. He was 49 years old. So I thought that was important to mention. That's 24 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
February 18th, 2001.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
2001. Where were you when the world stopped turning that February day?
I was in my first little house that Jody and I ever owned. It was my daughter was, she was born. She wasn't even born yet. Jody was pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Because Lainey's birthday is in June.
June.
Mm-hmm. So that was, I wasn't watching the race, but it popped on everything when it happened.
It was huge news.
Yeah.
It still is. People love Dale Earnhardt Sr. So rest in peace, Dale. You are not going to believe why the Gen Zers are crying on the internet this week. It is mind-boggling, and I'll share it with you next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So there's some drama on the internet. I don't have much experience with kids' parties. I've got, a couple of nephews and a niece, and they never had over-the-top birthday parties. But Lindsay, I know you go through this every weekend. Mm-hmm. You've got like 10 parties to go to.
Mm-hmm. She had one last night.
Yeah, for my own son.
Oh, you're
finally, we did it a week and a half after his birthday.
And what does that consist of?
Well, we rented out a little place that has a ball pit and some, like a playland type thing.
Yeah.
And we just rented a room and...
Okay.
It was expensive, but it wasn't a lot of work for me.
Yeah, that's the best kind of party.
Yeah.
Well, there's a woman going viral on TikTok. She says she filled in for her niece's parents because they were both working and decided to take her niece to another kid's birthday party. This girl is 7 and she invited 8 of her friends, to the mall. They were all going to meet in the food court, have pizza, then go over to Build-A-Bear, and then go back to the little girl's house for cake and ice cream. Okay. They said they met at the food court, had their pizza, went to the Build-A-Bear. And on the invitation, it said every child will have the opportunity to make a Build-A-Bear. So the aunt says to her niece, she says, listen, I'll cover up to $40 or something like that on top of whatever the little girl's parents are going to pay for. She says they build the bear. They're all thrilled. They get back to the little girl's house. The mother of the birthday girl says, all right, girls, hand over your bear to Sarah as a memento that she can remember you by.
No. Oh,
they
no.
had to turn.
Expensive if you've ever got, I mean, they're not.
She said she covered the $40 thinking, I think it ended up being about $70 total for her bear because of all the accessories.
But then she thought it was going to be a key to keep.
Yes. So the birthday girl's mother asked them to hand him over as a memento for so that she can remember her little friends. So the aunt walks over and she says, hey, is there, I thought we were going to be able to keep the bear. And she goes, no, it's for the birthday girl, but. She goes, well, I'll pay you for the bear. I'm taking that bear with me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess she decided not to put up a fight and then promised her niece she would take her back to Build-A-Bear.
So the mom that was having the party, she was paying for the bears.
That was
everybody's bear to be built. But the aunt said, I'll give you $40.
Yes.
Toward the bear, to help the mom, or just say, so you can make your bear better however you want it.
Well, in the end, she wanted to give her the money so that she could keep it, although she was denied. But I think she was under the impression that there was some sort of $35 limit. She was like, I'll pay $40 on top of that because she thought she was going to be able to keep the bear.
Okay. So you can build a better bear than what the $35 that the mom is putting up for you.
I guess so.
And wow.
Well, my bears were $100 each and I'm really? Not even going to lie, but the prices have gone up a little.
Yeah. And she said she didn't plan the party through Build-A-Bear because they have that experience, but she just did it on her own. But made all the little girls hand over their teddy bears.
They thought that she was doing it as like a thank you, like I'll go up to this amount for each person.
I guess so.
But she didn't say we're going to keep the bear.
No.
Taking a bear from a kid, could you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, what a monster.
That
sounds awful.
See, because usually at those parties, they get little gifts for each little kid that comes, party favors or whatnot.
Sure.
And they probably thought that's what that was going to be. You know, we all get to build the bears together and the experience, and then we keep our bear.
You're not going to be able to convince a 7-year-old that, like, after you build this, you're going to have to hand it over.
Yeah.
That's just it's not going to work in their brain.
And they built it because they like it.
Yeah. Hand them over. Turn in your little teddy bears that you just made an hour ago.
Yeah, no way.
Kids' birthday parties. Tough scene out there.
Yeah. That's why I don't allow them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'm not going to my kids' birthday parties anymore.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We just had a classic remembering Ace moment a few minutes ago. Lindsay just said during one of the breaks, oh, man, I just want to tase somebody. I want to know what it feels like to tase somebody.
What?
And then I said, Riggins will do it. Let's tase Riggins.
No.
Because that's the way Ace would always do, no matter what it was. We were telling you the other day, he dangerous or whatever. He didn't care. It's just that automatic, let's do that. Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
He would love
and
that.
And then if somebody would say, nobody's, no, we can't do that. Well, all right, I'll do it. Tase me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll do it naked.
Yeah, naked.
I remember I shared one time that I've always wanted to throw a pie in somebody's face.
Yeah.
And he was like, do it to me. And it was like 2 weeks after Peyton's funeral. I was like, Ace, I don't feel right about hitting you in the face with a pie right after your daughter's funeral.
It's not
like,
the time.
Just do it. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I used to get mad at you, Riggins, because you would bring up stuff like that and you would be saying it. Not really like you wanted to do it, but you couldn't say stuff like that in front of him because he wouldn't let it go until he did it. Like Riggins would say, you know, you're wondering what it'd be like to be shot out of a cannon. We should do that. And I would look at him and go, sure. And next thing you know, where can we get one? Yeah. I'll do it. I've always wanted to be shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
That's true.
Naked.
Yeah, he might be fine.
I'd be like, Riggins, because then he wouldn't let it go. I still think Riggins, because then he had somebody that he could give credit to. It's not me. That's Riggins' idea. I think Riggins' idea is great
Yeah.
about shooting me out of a cannon.
Yeah. Great idea. Bombastic.
It was bombastic. Or
what was the, is that what it was? Bombastic.
Bombastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was so many of those crazy things. You didn't just have to talk him off the ledge.
Yeah, or either wait until he walked out of the room and just make a joke about, hey, wouldn't it be ridiculous if somebody did this, this, this? Because if he heard it, then he wouldn't let it go. Yeah. And it's not that we would always go back and do it, because some of these things, most of them, we would never be able to get past legal or anything. It would just, you know, I mean, you have certain, what do you call it, responsibilities in broadcasting. Yeah. You can't do some of these dangerous things. And that didn't matter. He was just like, better get forgiveness than permission.
I don't care.
He just wouldn't let it go. So we'd have to wait until, and if he heard it and then he said, let's do it. And then we came up with reasons not to do it. Then he'd get mad.
Mm-hmm.
They come up with so many reasons not to do something rather than reasons to do it.
Oh, he said that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I've got many reasons why not.
How about the threat of being arrested, sued, you know, any of those?
Yeah.
Well, fine. We just, all right. But it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I still think we could do that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, what is it about tasing somebody that is so appealing to you?
I don't want to hurt anybody, but I just want to see how it's... I don't even think I've ever seen one.
Now, like, do you want to tase somebody with one of them that you stick onto their skin and then pull the thing and then it does that, or one of those that you fire at them from a distance and it's got those fish hook things in it that have the wires attached to it that send the jolt through you that way?
That's
the one the police use.
That's the one I want to see in action. Maybe I just want to shoot it, but maybe I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to see it done.
Yeah, I mean, they do that. The police officers have to get tased as part of their training and everything.
Oh, hell no. I'd be out of that. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, not saying you need to go, but I'm saying they might let you do it to one of them.
Yeah.
Like go to the academy and tell them your dad's a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
Or get your dad. I bet he's been tased.
I'm sure he has.
He's probably got
to. He's
going
to be like, put the taser down.
I don't know, though. As long as he's been in, he was in the U.S. Marshals before tasing came along.
Sure.
He may not have had to be tased.
Maybe not.
But he wouldn't tell you anyway. They're all secretive, you know, those U.S. Marshals.
Yeah. It's got a lot of secrets.
Them Raylan Givens of the world.
Yeah.
The gun one looks way more fun than the skin.
Yeah.
The gun one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have good aim? Or does it just...
No, I mean, you can just pretty much, all you got to do is hit them. So then and it doesn't fire at a long distance. You got to be pretty close to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's
you
work
could
on
it.
That. Yeah.
You could do it.
Maybe we need to run into someone that's really bad, and I'll tase them.
Mm-hmm. My daughter carries a thing that looks like a stylist, you know, that's a taser thing.
I love
really?
That.
Yeah, I got her a couple of those. One of those that she always have with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cattle prod kind
of? It's just the size of a regular stylist deal, but then it's a taser. So when you stick somebody with it and hit the button, it brings them down.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah. And it's so small. You know, you just carry it like a pen or something.
Mm-hmm. Or it can go like on your keychain or something.
Mm-hmm. Or that's just nice. In your hand while you're jogging.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
I remember my dad giving me a mace that went on my keychain when I went to college, and it looked like a lip gloss. It confused me every time, especially when I'd had some beverages.
Yeah, oh, no.
Like, wait a second. I took the lid off. Oh, nope, wrong one. Oh, I mean, I never, like, shot at it, you know, but... You know, you can't be too sure when it looks like lipstick.
Yeah, he should have known not to be doing that. Especially, I mean, you talk about plumping up your lips.
Oh,
that would have done it.
Yes.
But it would have also plumped up your eyes, and you wouldn't
that's
want
true.
That.
No.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
That old Powerball is up to $195 million. $195 million. So the next jackpot drawing on Wednesday.
My wife told me something last night. I don't remember what it was. It was something that I said that didn't sound very Christian. I was joking. She goes, yeah, you say stuff like that. That's why we're never going to win the lottery.
Oh, what?
Like you play it all the time?
Like like the lottery is a blessing from the Lord.
God's going to help you win the lottery.
If I just stop acting like such a heathen, we'd win that lottery.
Mm-hmm. It's your fault.
It's a weird analogy to make.
Yeah, it'll help you gamble if you just stop having those bad things.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So $195 million drawing tomorrow night. Speaking of over $100 million, Captain America Brave New World had $100 million opening at the box office, the biggest opening for Disney in 2025. They needed that because they've had a couple stinkers. And apparently the reviews of this movie are not good.
Yeah.
But and, people went to go see it still.
And they should call it Captain Anti-America. Because that actor went around on a publicity tour saying some stupid things.
Yeah, I know he had said that Captain America doesn't, something about not representing America. And it was like, wait a minute, you're Captain America.
Like,
yeah.
Idiot. Actually in your title, sir.
Sorry, Captain Brazil hasn't worked out yet. But
Yeah.
Captain World.
Yeah. Something like that. So, and then the other big story, obviously, today is that plane that flipped over in Canada on its way from Minnesota, I believe. This Delta aircraft flipped over on a snowy runway. Thankfully, miraculously, no one was killed. 17 people with injuries, just a couple had critical injuries. But it is amazing, and the investigation is underway because there's only one video out so far. And usually when these things happen, videos start popping up immediately. So we haven't seen much.
Yeah, and I thought Sully had retired, but evidently he's still flying.
Don't put this on Sully. Yeah,
but no, I mean, Sully saved him. He landed that plane upside down.
Yeah, he did. Well, he taught his ways. Yeah.
I don't even know. If you're buckled in and the plane flips upside down, are you just suspended? I guess you are.
Yes, yeah. It's got to be terrifying. Oh, obviously, well, it's an understatement. I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, thank God nobody was killed.
100%.
Well, you got to make sure your seatbelt's tight, too, because mine's kind of loose. I fall right out.
Yeah, may bang your head on the top of the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't tighten it up like they say.
No, I don't.
Oh.
When you have like a mom pouch right here, you want to give it some space. You know what I mean? You want to give it some space.
Pouch. Your mom pouch.
Hey, you know what that is. You know,
I know what a mom pouch. I know, but I don't know.
No, I'm not talking about like, it's just, it's on your stomach. It's a fat stomach, okay, yeah, right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
If you would like to remember our friend Ace, all you have to do is go over to tjriggins.com/ace and submit your own photo, video, memory, thought, note, whatever it is. You can do it at tjriggins.com/ace. And if you also don't have a picture or anything and you just want to go check out other people's responses, you can do that as well. We have a whole gallery set up, a whole list of memories, and people are sharing pictures and stuff like that. And it reminds me that you guys are super old, first of all. I mean, you've just been around forever.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, my gosh, look at that. I mean, most of the pictures are from the 90s, and, it's wild.
The first cell phone that Ace and I ever had, we shared it.
Oh.
Shared a cell phone.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
The radio stations didn't have cell phones and all that, but we saw that, they could be, useful for our job. And so he and I went in together and he would say, hey, I'm going to, we were in Huntsville at the time. And I'm going to Birmingham this weekend. Can I take the cell phone in case I need it?
Yeah.
Sure.
I love that.
Yeah. And we shared the bill and because we never used it because it charged you by the minutes back then, like by the second.
Dang.
Every time you got on it, you were having to pay money for
it. And you couldn't get on the internet. On that phone.
Oh, no, Lord, no. Just dial, right? Yeah, okay.
There was barely, internet that the public used.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When we first started out.
Just a couple months ago, Ace was talking about getting his first computer for his family. He's like, I thought it would be helpful for work. And just having a family computer now, the idea of that is so, it's archaic, it seems. But he was like, we put it up in the thing. It was thousands.
Yeah, I didn't get my first one until we lived here.
Really?
In the Charlotte area, yeah.
And I said, what were you doing on it? He goes, I don't know. I just go to like Chevrolet.com.
just to do it.
Anybody, when he found out anybody had a website, he would immediately go look at it because it just wasn't that common.
Right.
So, it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah. It was cutting edge for a business to have a website at that, and it was just big companies mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was dial up.
How did somebody pitch acetj.com to you when that was around? Like, did somebody like say you need to get a website, or was that your guys' idea?
We learned about all of that at a conference one time at a radio conference. Yeah.
Was that exciting? You're like, we're going to have a website.
Yeah.
Or did you think we can't do that?
Well, the first website we had was for the radio station. We had a part of it. And then later on in a contract before this was a huge deal, we said, we want our own website. And they were like, fine. Okay. What do we care? And then later it turned out to be, I almost said provocative.
it was very provocative.
Yeah. So, yeah.
ACTJ.com. That they ended up selling that to Google. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, Elon's running it now.
I think so.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.